Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Psachim. The Mishnah Vav continues with a discussion with our discussion of the Korban Pesach that is brought on Shabbos with problems. So we start out continuing to talk about other imperfect machshavos besides Shilo Lishma, which we talked about in the previous Mishnah. We will continue with other cases of non-kosher Korbanos Pesach that have nothing to do with machshava. So Mishnah Vav starts out with Shchato Shelo La'achlav. If one shechted the Korban Pesach for a group of people who can't physically eat a kazayis, so there's nobody in this group who can actually physically eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach and fulfill the mitzvah. Mishelo Limnuyav, or alternatively, people who were not signed up for this Korban Pesach. A great example of that would be if the coin messes up and gets the chaburos mixed up, he shechts it for that group instead of for this group. And that means that the korban was shechted for the purpose of people who can't eat it. And so there were no eaters on this korban. La'arelim, or to a group of people who don't have a brismila. People who don't have brismila are also to the korban pesach. And here too, we have a group of a korban pesach shechted for a group of zero eaters, zero people who could eat it. Vila tameim, or people who are tame when the rov hatzibor is not tame. So when the rov tzibor is not tame and Pesach is brought not betumah but tahara, then tameim are not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. And so here too, if the entire group of people for whom the carbon is being shechted are tame, then there are zero eaters. And if you shecht the Korban Pesach for zero eaters, the Korban is pasul. And therefore, chayav. You're chayav chatas for Chilul Shabbos, because you shechted an animal, b'shogeg, you thought it was for a legitimate reason, but you shechted an animal, a pasul Korban, on Shabbos. And therefore, you're chayav chatas. However, La'ochlav, vishlo la'ochlav, we learned earlier in the Masechta. If you have a group that is made up of people who can eat a kazayis and people who can't eat a kazayis, so there are eaters in there, even if there are also non-eaters, or halachic eaters and non-eaters, like Nimnuyav vishlo Nimnuyav. It includes the people who are signed up and can eat it, but also you included some other people who aren't signed up in your mind. La'molim v'la'arelim, to people who have a brismila, along with people who don't have a bris milah. So again, there are some people who can eat it and some people who can't in what you had in mind. V'la tahorim v'la tameim. You included in your machshava that you're shechting this for people who are tahor, but you also included people who are tameh. So in that case, we learned earlier that the korban is kosher. The korban is kosher because you included eaters. And therefore, since those eaters have the korban brought for them, the fact that you included other people who are not eaters, it doesn't ruin the korban. And since you brought a kosher korban, so of course, potter. There's no chatas. You don't bring korban chatas because the korban pesach is docha Shabbos. The next several cases, the next three cases, are cases of a physical problem with the korban. Shchato v'nimtza ba'almum. If you didn't properly examine the animal before shechita, and after shechita you find an external, visible blemish, right? A mum that makes the animal pasul la'krava. So then this animal never should have been shechted, because you should have inspected it and found the mum before shechita. And so now you basically brought a non-kosher korban. You made a korban pasul that you could have conceptually not made that mistake. It's a mistake because you could have checked and you didn't check properly. Perhaps you did check, but you didn't check obviously sufficiently because this was a visible mum, and you didn't find it. So that is what we call a shogeg, and therefore chayev chatas, because you should have checked better. And therefore the Mishnah says chayev. However, shchato v'nimtza treifa baseser, if you shecht the animal and after shchita it's found to be a treifa, right, there is an internal problem that is not visible, that would have made it puzzle, that did make it puzzle. For example, a hole in the lungs, right? So that's a trefa. That means the animal is not kosher and the korban is puzzle. However, potter, you are potter. You're not chayev chatas because this is not a shogeg. This is not a mistake. This is an ones. This is something that was beyond your control. And if you violate a mitzvah in a manner that is completely beyond your control, you did everything you could possibly have done and you made no mistakes, and yet it ended up pasul, so you're not chayev for violating Shabbos in that case, because that's ones, not shogeg. Similarly, shechato, if one shechted the Karban Pesach, and here we're talking about a case of either, we're talking about the Kohen, who shechted the Karban Pesach, or a shaliach, right? A number, you don't have to necessarily shech the Pesach yourself. You could send somebody to be your shaliach, even if he's not in your group. And he could be the messenger to have your Karban Pesach brought. So if the Karban is now brought, right, it's shechted either by the Karban or by the shaliach, and after shechita, v'noda, later you find out, shemashcha bale mesiyadam, that the owners, right, the menuyim, the people who had signed up for this Karban, withdrew. They backed out. They brought a different Karban instead. Right, they sent off their messenger to bring a Karban, and then they changed their mind and decided they're going to eat at a friend and go with that group. And they ended up adding on to another group, but the messenger never was told. And then because he didn't know, the messenger went ahead and shechted the Karban, but the owners had already withdrawn. Alternatively, right, oh, Shemesu, or the owners died before the Karban was brought. And again, the messenger was not told, had no way of knowing. Oshinitmu, or the owners all became tame. And so all became tame, and now they're not going to be able to eat the Karban. And now and he didn't know, even though this happened before the Karban was shechted. So now we basically have, a case of, from the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Where Karban is being shechted, Karban Pesach is being shechted, latameim, with no eaters. And so this Karban is pasul. In all three cases, the Karban is pasul. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, Potter. This shaliach, or the Karban, is potter. Why is he potter? He shechted with permission, as it were. In other words, he had no reason and no way to know. This is an onus. This is not a shogeg. He had no way to know that the guys had died. He had no way to know that they had withdrawn. And no way to know they became tameh. And he has no obligation to repeatedly check back at the owners to see if they're still alive. You know, that's not an obligation here. And since he had no way of knowing, he fulfilled his obligation. He did what he was supposed to do. And that is an onus. It's completely out of his control. It's not even considered a shogeg. And therefore, he is not chayev chatos. He is completely putter.